St John-based oncologist Dr. Margot Burnell became president of the Canadian Medical Association, the CMA, on May 31st, following an installation ceremony at the organization's annual general meeting. Dr. Burnell has worked in oncology at the St. John Regional Hospital for over 30 years and founded the Greater St. John Cancer Support Program. Dr. Burnell spoke with Local 107.3 FM about her new position as president of the CMA and the organization's aims and objectives. She also spoke about some of her priorities in the position, as well as the current challenges in the provision of healthcare in St. John and across the country.
I put my name forward for the CMA as I strongly believe in the mission of the CMA of a healthy community and vibrant profession. I assumed the position this past weekend in Ottawa. I am a medical oncologist in St. John, New Brunswick, and have practiced there for 3+ decades. So this job will entail engaging with multiple stakeholders, most importantly, our physician community, our allied health professionals, our federal, provincial, territorial governments, and our local communities to advocate for those solutions to our current healthcare problems. The CMA has developed a long-term strategy, Impact 2040, looking at healthy populations, healthy resources, healthy systems, and healthcare in general. So within that, there are several important items which we would like to move forward in the future.
And also, you talked a bit about your career. I understand you founded the Cancer Support Program for Greater St. John. Could you tell me a little bit about that and if there's more you'd like to add about your career so far?
So I was born and raised in Windsor, Ontario. I started, went to medical school in London, Ontario, and then did my postgraduate internal medicine and medical oncology, University of Ontario. Spent a year at the Royal Marsden, London, UK, and then started practice in St. John, New Brunswick in 1986. Thank you for asking about the cancer support program. This is truly a team effort for our center, for our local health authority, and hopefully provincially. Over a decade ago, both private and public physiotherapists brought to my attention at that time as clinical department head the importance of ongoing support to cancer patients as they're completing their active treatment. There were a few models out there at that point. The most notable one was through Hamilton and McMaster University. So after visiting centers in Toronto, Montreal, Hamilton, we established a support program. This was initially an exercise program called Stay Strong, whereby patients were assessed by both a physio and a nurse, and a tailored exercise program was developed. This was done in collaboration with the Y. The patients had the opportunity to participate 2 times a week at the Y with a structured program. This went on for 12 weeks, and they were assessed pre and post. And those results were astounding. The next step was we offered power days, which were education days to deal with topics such as nutrition, sexuality, returning to normalcy, spirituality. And then more recently, we have partnered with Wellspring to offer programs with respect to Nourish, which is a dietitian-led model with respect to healthy nutrition, fatigue, mindfulness, and most recently, art and music therapy. We have established our first starter home for individuals and care providers to participate in these programs. These programs are critically important to help patients and their families transition to the next part of their journey, post usually active treatment, and to heal through that journey. It has been extremely well received by our patients and caregivers, and we would like to thank our supporters Irving Oil, the Arthur and Sandra Irving Foundation, other philanthropic contributors, the St. John Regional Hospital Foundation, Horizon Health Network, and the team that we work with in the Cancer Center.
I'd like to ask a little bit about the healthcare situation in and around St. John and New Brunswick, about people, so many people still being without a family doctor. And I suppose this is kind of similar across the country. Is this looking like improving somewhat under the relatively new provincial government?
The CMA has strongly advocated for access to care. Team-based care is the model that individuals, both patients, physicians, and allied health are very interested in. The CMA works with the government of the day to advocate for these resources. The current government is adding additional team-based care centers within the province, and we would strongly support that.
At the moment, what are the main challenges, I suppose, that are faced in the provision of healthcare across Canada?
So the current challenge is just to ensure that we keep healthcare and the health of our communities at the forefront of the government's. It is critical to have a healthy community. That's a country's most important asset. So we would like to keep those issues forefront of minds of governments and decision makers. The issues that we are most interested in are continuation of the Reconciliation Action Plan for Indigenous people, to improve access to care, to work on human health resources, retention, recruitment, to decrease administrative burden, and to have the safe introduction of AI and data interoperability systems.
In terms of the importance of ensuring Canada's healthcare remains publicly funded and there's universal coverage, is this something that the CMA needs to focus on, does focus on?
The CMA, does, has, and is focusing on that. During the past year, there was an extensive consultation and stakeholder engagement process looking at that. The conclusion is available on the CMA website. We strongly support a public system, recognizing that there will be other systems out there to provide a need. The major qualification is that a patient's access to medically necessary treatment is not affected by their ability to pay, and that these systems are accountable to providing safe care and clinically based care in a safe environment. I personally look forward to engaging with as many individuals as possible. A collective voice with strong solutions is critically important to maintaining our healthcare system and improving it. We want to turn promises into policy, and we want to create our future.
More information about the work of the Canadian Medical Association can be found at cma.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.